It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. Before wisdom takes root, a person must face the quiet humiliation of realizing how much of their life has been governed by noise, distraction, and borrowed thought. Most people do not think, they repeat. They move through the world collecting opinions, mistaking information for intelligence and confidence for clarity. But there comes a point when performance no longer satisfies, when the appearance of knowledge feels hollow. It is in that stillness, after exhaustion, after arrogance, after the noise finally collapses, that wisdom becomes possible. To stop being foolish in a foolish age requires rebellion of a different kind, not against governments or systems, but against one's own ignorance. The Stoics called this rebellion the pursuit of reason, a lifelong refusal to live unconsciously. It is not about knowing everything. It is about knowing what to question, what to record, what to listen to, what to ignore, and how to remain a student until the last breath. The truly wise person is not loud. They are not obsessed with being right. They are too busy seeing clearly. The lessons that follow are not theories. They are disciplines. 7 Stoic habits designed to sharpen perception, to clean the mind of excess, and to restore authority over thought. They have survived centuries because they are simple, brutal, and real. Each one exposes a form of self-deception and replaces it with structure. If applied, they do not make you perfect, they make you precise. This is how intelligence becomes wisdom and how wisdom becomes strength. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Ask questions. The discipline of inquiry. Wisdom begins with the courage to ask questions. The mind that refuses to question itself becomes its own prison. Most people live surrounded by assumptions they have never tested, opinions they inherited, and beliefs they defend out of habit. The Stoic does not allow that decay. Inquiry is the discipline that keeps the intellect alive. Every great thinker, from Socrates to Epictetus, began by admitting ignorance. That admission is not weakness. It is the act that opens the gate to reason. A person who never questions their thoughts becomes enslaved to them. The mind creates illusions of certainty, and the ego protects them. Asking questions dismantles those illusions piece by piece. What do I know? How do I know it? Who told me? On what grounds? These are not the questions of doubt, but of strength. They reveal where a person stands blind, where they are following patterns they never chose. The Stoic sees questioning as a form of moral hygiene. Each day requires a cleaning of the intellect. Just as the body must be trained, the mind must be washed of arrogance, ignorance, and mental laziness. Questioning is the exercise that keeps it flexible. When the Stoic asks, they are not seeking comfort. They are testing the structure of their thought against reality. Many people stop asking questions after childhood. They believe maturity means knowing. It is the opposite. The mature mind knows how much it does not know. The one who believes they have answers stops growing. The one who continues asking becomes timeless. The Stoics understood that progress is not achieved through new doctrines, but through the continuous sharpening of perception. Socrates built his method on this truth. He never claimed wisdom. He claimed to be aware of his own ignorance. Every dialogue was a demonstration that real intelligence is born from honest inquiry. He forced others to confront the contradictions they ignored. The goal was not to humiliate, but to liberate. To see clearly is to live clearly. A question is a lantern in a dark room. A wise person does not fear asking simple questions. Simplicity is precision. The ignorant often disguise confusion behind complex words. The Stoic seeks directness. When something is unclear, they ask, "What does this mean? Why is it said? What evidence supports it?" How does it align with nature, with reason, with virtue? These are the questions that refine judgment and remove deception. Each question is a small rebellion against arrogance. The unwillingness to ask means the unwillingness to change. Ignorance survives through silence. Once a person begins asking, ignorance begins dying. It cannot withstand exposure. The Stoic uses this as a daily practice, turning every conversation and every challenge into a chance to test understanding. Asking questions is not just intellectual, it is ethical. It guards against manipulation. A person who asks cannot be easily deceived. They analyze motives, seek context, and refuse emotional bait. The crowd reacts, the Stoic examines. The habit of questioning builds an internal filter. It separates what is true from what is loud. Curiosity is not a childish trait. It is the mark of a living mind. When curiosity dies, so does wisdom. Every day presents the opportunity to see with fresh eyes, but only those who question achieve that renewal. The Stoic sees routine as a potential trap. Habit dulls perception. Questioning restores awareness. The untrained mind is lazy. It accepts patterns. It repeats slogans. It defends positions inherited from others. The disciplined mind disrupts this inertia. It examines its reactions. Why do I feel this? Why does this idea comfort me? Why do I resist this truth? Through these questions, emotional clarity begins to form. Reason takes command. A question has power because it halts automatic thinking. It forces reflection. Even 1 second of reflection is an act of freedom. That pause is where choice begins. The Stoic understands that freedom is not political, but psychological. It exists in the space between impulse and reason, and questioning expands that space. Asking questions is also an act of humility. It accepts that others may know something you do not. It invites learning. It opens communication. Wisdom cannot grow in isolation. It requires exchange. Every interaction becomes an opportunity to gather perspective. The wise person listens with discipline and asks with intention. The purpose of questioning is not argument. It is discovery. A Stoic does not question to defeat others. They question to clarify truth. This separates reason from vanity. In a world where everyone wants to appear right, few seek to become right. The Stoic's concern is understanding, not reputation. The discipline of inquiry demands emotional control. Questions must come from composure, not from ego. Anger corrupts questioning because it seeks victory, not truth. The Stoic remains calm while probing reality. They detach from outcome. The goal is not to win the conversation, but to align perception with what is real. Every question refines the intellect. Repetition of this act creates strength. Over time, the mind becomes accustomed to doubt, not as weakness, but as a method. Doubt becomes discipline. It leads to clarity, not paralysis. The Stoic learns to stand on reason alone. Curiosity extends beyond philosophy. It shapes conduct, work, and relationships. The one who asks observes better, listens better, and decides better. A person who questions how they live, spend, eat, or react becomes self-aware. Every decision then becomes a deliberate act, not a reflex. In Stoic practice, questioning the self is essential. At the end of each day, the wise examine their thoughts. What did I assume? What did I fail to understand? What judgments did I make without evidence? This audit removes distortion and corrects the course. It replaces blind confidence with measured clarity. Ignorance resists questions because it fears exposure. But the Stoic welcomes correction. They see it as maintenance. As a blade dulls without sharpening, so the mind dulls without inquiry. Discipline keeps both sharp. Asking questions keeps perception ready for conflict, chaos, and complexity. The ego interferes with this process. It prefers affirmation. It collects validation and avoids challenge. The Stoic understands that praise is a form of anesthesia. It numbs improvement. To remain awake, one must question comfort. The question, "Am I deceiving myself?" must become constant. Society rewards appearance. The Stoic pursues substance. Many speak to sound intelligent. Few think to become intelligent. Questioning separates these two kinds of people. The one who questions learns quietly while the other performs loudly. Wisdom grows in silence. In the marketplace of opinions, noise dominates truth. The wise create distance from it. They ask what purpose information serves before accepting it. A question acts as a filter that blocks manipulation. Without it, the mind absorbs everything and becomes polluted. Discipline preserves clarity. A Stoic understands that questioning authority is not rebellion, it is responsibility. The strong mind does not follow blindly. It evaluates leadership, institutions, and trends through the lens of virtue and reason. Truth is not determined by status, but by logic. The Stoic asks even when others are silent. The courage to ask often isolates the questioner. Most prefer comfort to truth. But wisdom requires solitude at times. Standing apart from collective ignorance is the price of understanding. The Stoic accepts that loneliness is often a companion of clarity. Children begin life filled with questions. Education should refine that instinct, not suppress it. But many systems reward memorization, not exploration. The Stoic reclaims the childlike curiosity within discipline. They learn as if life were a constant investigation. Inquiry is the foundation of innovation. Every improvement begins with the question, "Can this be done better?" The Stoic mind applies this to conduct as well as craft. Can I act with greater patience? Can I judge more fairly? Can I live more aligned with reason? This is how philosophy becomes action. When a Stoic fails, they question why. They do not retreat into excuses. They search for the cause within themselves. Failure becomes instruction, not identity. Every error carries a question that leads to its solution. The one who asks transforms defeat into refinement. To ask sincerely is to expose oneself to correction. Many avoid this because they link correction with humiliation. The Stoic separates pride from progress. Correction is growth. Each time one learns something new, an old ignorance dies. Wisdom replaces it. Questions guard against superstition. They strip emotion from judgment and force evidence into light. The Stoic understands that belief without examination is submission. Freedom of mind requires constant inspection of assumptions. Nothing is sacred except truth. When dealing with others, questioning builds empathy. Asking what someone means or why they feel something creates understanding. Listening with precision reveals motives and fears. The Stoic does not rush to conclude. They collect information, then decide. Judgment follows inquiry. The world changes, but the method remains. Every generation faces illusions. Technology changes the medium, not the mechanism. The Stoic's discipline of inquiry remains timeless. It keeps thought anchored in principle while adapting to reality. It protects against both ignorance and arrogance. Philosophy itself is structured questioning. It is not possession of truth, but pursuit of it. The Stoic engages this pursuit daily. Not as ritual, but as necessity. The mind must move or it begins to rot. Questions are the motion that prevents decay. The strength of questioning lies in its humility. It accepts that knowledge is provisional. The Stoic never assumes completion. they remain ready to adjust. Wisdom is not a monument, but a process of correction. Each question refines the architecture. Ask often, ask deeply, ask quietly. Every question is a weapon against confusion. Every answer is temporary. The wise understand that even answers must be tested again. Life changes, context shifts, and so the discipline continues. To ask is to lead. To stop asking is to follow. The Stoic chooses the first. They rule themselves through inquiry. In the silence after a question, the mind becomes still enough to see clearly. That stillness is wisdom. The discipline of inquiry transforms the ordinary mind into an instrument of perception. It cleans the lens through which reality is seen. Each question removes distortion. Each insight strengthens command. The Stoic knows the mind that asks is alive. Intelligence is not measured by what one knows, but by how one learns. Asking questions is the form of learning that never ends. It is the antidote to stupidity and the foundation of reason. The Stoic who continues asking remains forever awake. Chapter 2. Create a second brain. The practice of capturing insight. Knowledge is perishable when left to memory. The Stoic understands that the mind is not a vault, but a vessel. It must be emptied and refilled through deliberate record. To write, to note, to preserve an idea is to anchor thought before it drifts into oblivion. The discipline of capturing insight transforms fleeting observation into enduring wisdom. It is the external mind, the second brain, that strengthens the first. A person who depends on memory alone lives reactively. Impressions vanish as quickly as they arrive. The wise recognize that a thought not written is a thought half-lived. Recording preserves clarity. It slows the flood of experience into a river that can be studied. Each note becomes a marker of understanding, a small act of self-command. Throughout history, disciplined minds have practiced this craft. Marcus Aurelius wrote daily, not to perform, but to remember. His journal was not a diary, but a mirror. Within it, he dissected emotion, refined principle, and confronted weakness. Those pages were his training ground, the written dialogue between his higher self and his daily conduct. The act of recording is not documentation, it is transformation. Seneca advised Lucilius to collect useful thoughts as a bee gathers nectar, storing what nourishes and discarding what poisons. Each note taken, each passage preserved, becomes intellectual honey, concentrated understanding extracted from life. The Stoic writes not for vanity, but for clarity. What is recorded can be re-examined, tested, and strengthened through time. The habit of externalizing thought builds continuity of mind. Ideas recorded in youth speak to maturity. Lessons captured in hardship return when strength fades. The second brain becomes the silent mentor that never forgets. It reminds, corrects, and guides. Without it, the intellect wanders. With it, discipline forms structure. Writing is not a creative luxury. It is a survival skill for the thinking person. When the world becomes chaotic, the notebook is an anchor. It orders thought when emotion threatens to consume it. The Stoic does not trust the volatility of feeling. They translate it into language to see it clearly. Once written, confusion loses its power. To capture insight requires patience. Each observation must be stripped of noise before being preserved. This teaches attention. It turns reflection into ritual. The process is not about collecting quotes or thoughts, but refining them until they reveal principle. The disciplined thinker extracts essence, not decoration. A second brain does not begin with elaborate systems. It begins with intention. A single page of questions, a few lines of truth discovered through experience, a sentence that distills a mistake. These form the foundation. The Stoic builds order from fragments. Over time, patterns emerge. The scattered becomes structured. The mind becomes measurable. Modern tools do not change the principle. Whether on parchment or device, the act remains the same. Externalize, organize, and revisit. The danger of technology is excess, collecting without reflection. The Stoic resists this. They write what matters, not what is convenient. Their notes are lean, purposeful, and alive. The second brain must be reviewed, not merely filled. Wisdom does not arise from accumulation, but from engagement. The Stoic reads their own words as a philosopher studies texts. They confront their errors without defense and measure progress without pride. The record of thought becomes a map of transformation. To write is to slow down perception. It forces the mind to articulate what it truly believes. Ambiguity cannot survive in writing. It exposes vagueness and demands clarity. The act of converting experience into language crystallizes understanding. The Stoic sees writing as a blade that sharpens intellect through friction. Capturing insight extends beyond the written word. Sketches, diagrams, or recorded reflections, all are forms of external memory. The goal is not beauty, but comprehension. Each preserved fragment represents an attempt to hold truth still long enough to examine it. Without this, life passes as sensation, not understanding. The Stoic organizes their archive according to principle, not trend. They group lessons by virtue, discipline, and failure. This order reflects inner hierarchy. A mind that catalogues wisdom by value learns to prioritize life the same way. What is essential is placed within reach. What is trivial fades from view. Through this practice, the Stoic begins to see repetition, mistakes revisited, lessons ignored, truths rediscovered. The second brain exposes cycles that memory conceals. It reveals how often the same errors return under new disguises. Awareness of these patterns is the foundation of correction. To record is also to detach from emotion. Pain written becomes instruction. Joy written becomes gratitude. Regret written becomes humility. The act of inscription converts emotion into philosophy. It prevents passion from turning into chaos. It restores order to thought. The mind unrecorded is like a city without walls, open to intrusion, disorganized, and easily conquered. Writing constructs fortification. It defines boundaries of reason and prevents confusion from spreading. The Stoic uses the page to patrol the perimeter of the mind. Those who refuse to write often claim they remember. Memory deceives. It edits. It flatters. It conceals discomfort. Writing does not. The page is impartial. It reflects truth as it is, not as ego prefers. The Stoic values that honesty, however uncomfortable, because it is the only ground from which wisdom grows. Reflection through writing connects the present self with all previous versions. It allows dialogue across time. A note written years ago may confront today's arrogance or ignorance with quiet precision. This correspondence with the self across decades is how identity becomes stable. To neglect this discipline is to lose continuity. Without record, growth becomes invisible. A person may live decades believing they have evolved when they have only repeated. The Stoic avoids this blindness. They trace their reasoning backward, examining the path from ignorance to understanding. Every recorded thought is a declaration of responsibility. It says, "I will not let my mind drift unattended." The act itself is an affirmation of discipline. It proves that awareness is being maintained. The page does not lie. It shows whether one has been attentive or negligent. In practice, this habit refines other virtues. It strengthens patience, precision, and humility. To write correctly, one must slow down, observe carefully, and admit error. These qualities bleed into daily life. The Stoic who records thought behaves with greater deliberation because the mind has been trained to observe itself. Even when no new insights come, the discipline continues. Recording is not dependent on inspiration. It is a form of maintenance, the daily cleaning of thought. The act itself sustains mental sharpness. It prevents decay through neglect. The second brain becomes most valuable in crisis. When emotion clouds perception, the record provides stability. Reading the words written in calmer times reminds the Stoic of principles tested and proven. It is the inner compass preserved in ink. Philosophy demands repetition. Lessons forgotten are lessons unlearned. The written archive ensures return. The Stoic cycles through their own words to reinforce conviction. This is not obsession, but reinforcement, the muscle memory of intellect. Wisdom multiplies through preservation. Each person who records insight contributes to a larger continuum of reason. The writings of Stoics survived because they practiced this discipline without vanity. Their second brains became our inheritance. To continue that chain is to honor their method. The mind that externalizes itself achieves stability. It can step outside impulse and examine its own architecture. Writing grants distance, and distance grants perspective. The Stoic uses this to remain unshaken amid turmoil. What is written becomes the scaffolding of composure. Over years, the second brain becomes a living monument to self-command. It contains failures, recoveries, corrections, and discoveries, the full anatomy of growth. It does not flatter, it instructs. Its pages carry the record of a mind that refused to remain superficial. To create a second brain is to acknowledge limitation. It admits that thought alone cannot hold the full weight of awareness. The Stoic compensates for this through structure. What is written is not forgotten, and what is not forgotten continues to guide. The practice of capturing insight is an act of gratitude. Gratitude toward truth for revealing itself, and toward time for allowing reflection. Every note written is a promise to use that truth wisely. The Stoic fulfills that promise by returning, rereading, refining, and continuing the dialogue with the self that never ends. Chapter 3. Listen more, speak less. The strength of perception, discipline begins in the ear. The Stoic understands that listening is not passive. It is a deliberate act of attention that sharpens perception and exposes truth. Most people hear to reply. Few listen to understand. Speech often conceals ignorance. Silence exposes reality. To listen is to train the mind to gather without distortion. Words are easy. They fill the silence, protect the ego, and simulate understanding. Silence requires strength. It leaves space for thought to form. It allows meaning to rise unforced. The Stoic values silence because it grants control over reaction. In that quiet distance, judgment becomes precise. When a person learns to listen, they begin to see beyond surface language, tone, hesitation, rhythm. These reveal the inner condition of the speaker. The one who listens detects truth, even when it hides behind rhetoric. This perception cannot be taught by books. It is trained through patience. Every conversation is an opportunity to study human nature. The Stoic observes not only words, but motives. They do not interrupt to display intelligence. They listen until the structure of thought reveals itself. The moment others rush to speak, the wise continue to absorb. Information flows toward the silent. Cleanthes, the successor of Zeno, was known for his quiet endurance. While others argued, he listened and remembered. Zeno chose him to lead because he trusted the one who observed more than the one who performed. The Stoic knows that authority is not declared. it is earned through disciplined observation. Listening refines the ego. Each time the impulse to speak is restrained, humility strengthens. The person who constantly asserts opinion proves dependency on attention. The one who listens demonstrates self-command. Restraint in speech is not weakness. It is conservation of energy for understanding. Silence is not emptiness. It is concentration. It gathers details others miss. The Stoic studies pauses, contradictions, and inconsistencies. From them they extract insight. Wisdom grows not from talking, but from the quiet digestion of information. The less one says, the more clearly they perceive. Listening reveals truth in conflict. When anger rises, most defend their pride. The Stoic listens even in confrontation. They watch emotion shape argument, recognize where logic breaks, and learn from what it exposes. This control turns chaos into study. By remaining silent, they rule the exchange. Speech without reflection weakens credibility. The Stoic speaks rarely and with precision. Each word is measured. Each statement has purpose. When they speak, silence follows, not because others are intimidated, but because truth commands stillness. To master listening is to master timing. Modern noise destroys perception. Constant commentary, notifications, and debates drown awareness. The Stoic reclaims it by withdrawing from excess speech. They seek solitude not as escape, but as calibration. Silence resets perception, restores focus, and cleans the channel of thought. The discipline of listening extends beyond conversation. It applies to nature, art, and the self. To hear the rhythm of events, the patterns of behavior, and the whispers of conscience requires stillness. The Stoic does not rush interpretation. They let the moment speak fully before responding. To speak less is to value substance. The world praises expression. The Stoic honors comprehension. Every unnecessary word is a distraction from truth. The wise know that silence cannot be misquoted and restraint cannot be refuted. Control of speech preserves clarity of mind. Listening transforms perception into knowledge. The one who listens understands sequence, how cause leads to consequence, how motive precedes action. They see the architecture of human behavior. This vision grants foresight, and foresight grants calm. The talker reacts, the listener prepares. When the Stoic listens, they suspend judgment. They allow information to pass through without resistance. Emotion clouds reception. Composure clears it. True listening is free from desire to be right. It is guided only by the desire to understand. The mind that listens learns to wait. Waiting is a discipline of time. It rejects the urgency of ego. The Stoic does not rush to fill silence with words or decisions. They let insight mature. Many errors are born from haste, few from reflection. Listening is also a defense against manipulation. The wise detect exaggeration and deceit through tone and timing. They recognize persuasion dressed as fact. This awareness comes only to those who are still enough to notice. The more a person talks, the easier they are to mislead. The more they listen, the harder they are to control. In company, the Stoic listens to test character. People reveal themselves in their need to speak. Those who dominate conversation betray insecurity. Those who listen well display confidence. The Stoic watches how words are used, to reveal, to hide, or to control. Perception becomes armor. Self-awareness is built through listening inwardly. The Stoic hears their own thoughts as if from another. They test tone, motive, and logic. This inner listening corrects bias before it becomes error. Silence, in this sense, is a mirror that shows the mind its shape. Restraint in speech refines relationships. The person who listens deeply becomes trusted. others confide in them. Influence flows toward composure. The Stoic leads not by talking louder, but by understanding more. Authority born of perception lasts longer than authority born of volume. In counsel or conflict, the Stoic remains calm. They let others reveal impatience and vanity through excess words. When they speak, they do so after listening long enough to strike with clarity. Each word then carries weight because it emerges from stillness, not impulse. Listening disciplines emotion. The one who listens cannot rage uncontrollably. They are too busy observing. This distance between stimulus and response is where freedom exists. The Stoic stretches that distance through deliberate quiet. Reaction slows, judgment improves. The wise listen even to those they disagree with. Every opinion carries a fragment of reality. Dismissing opposition without hearing it is arrogance. The Stoic gathers fragments until the full picture emerges. Understanding the enemy's reason is the highest form of strategy. To listen more and speak less is to acknowledge limitation. It accepts that others may hold pieces of truth we lack. This humility sustains growth. The ego resists it, but the disciplined mind welcomes correction as nourishment. Listening also cultivates empathy. By paying attention to the detail of another's words, tone, and silence, the Stoic understands without judgment. They respond to reality, not assumption. Compassion is not softness, it is clarity applied to human behavior. The less one speaks, the more meaning words acquire. Scarcity gives value. The Stoic uses speech sparingly, knowing that each sentence must justify its existence. Empty talk drains dignity. Weighted silence commands respect. Through restraint, the Stoic gains insight into rhythm. When to act, when to wait, when to advise. Listening teaches timing better than any rule. Inaction guided by observation is more powerful than action guided by noise. Even in solitude, listening remains vital. The Stoic listens to the world's order, the sound of wind, the pattern of thought, the unfolding of cause and effect. This attentiveness aligns them with reality. To live attuned is to live wisely. The mind that talks constantly cannot hear guidance, not from others, not from reason, not from nature. Silence is the medium through which understanding speaks. The Stoic cultivates that medium as a farmer cultivates soil, clearing weeds of distraction so truth can grow. Listening is a form of respect. It acknowledges that the universe existed before our opinions. Each time the Stoic listens, they place themselves back in proportion to the whole. They remember that wisdom begins not with assertion, but with awareness. To speak less does not mean to withdraw. It means to engage deliberately. Every statement becomes an act of precision. The Stoic communicates only when it serves virtue, clarity, or necessity. Anything else is noise. The discipline of listening is lifelong. It refines perception through repetition. Each moment of silence strengthens composure. Each act of attention deepens understanding. The Stoic knows that mastery of the ear leads to mastery of the mind. Wisdom speaks softly. The greatest minds in history were listeners first. Their words endured because they arose from stillness. To listen more and speak less is to align with the structure of reason itself, steady, restrained, and unshakable. The Stoic remains silent, not out of fear, but out of strength. Chapter 4. Learn from mistakes. The art of self-correction. Failure is the most honest teacher. It does not flatter, it does not comfort, it does not lie. Every mistake exposes the distance between illusion and truth. The Stoic welcomes that exposure because it reveals where discipline is lacking and where improvement must begin. Error is not the enemy. Denial is. The wise understand that correction is not a punishment, but a privilege granted to those who still care to improve. The world hides from mistakes. It disguises them with excuses, rationalizations, and blame. The Stoic confronts them directly. Each failure is examined like a wound. Where did it occur? What caused it? And what must be strengthened to prevent it again? Self-correction is a form of inner surgery. It is painful, precise, and necessary. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself to be grateful when shown error, for correction brings alignment with truth. To resist correction is to prefer ignorance. The ego despises feedback because it threatens the illusion of perfection. The Stoic dissolves that ego by embracing reality as it is. They understand that every improvement requires humility before fact. Mistakes are evidence of participation. Only those who act can fail. The Stoic honors the attempt even when it ends in error, because stagnation is the true failure. The one who never errs, never learns. Growth requires friction. Through mistakes, the mind learns its own architecture and limits. A mistake becomes valuable only when it is analyzed. Reflection turns pain into instruction. Without reflection, repetition follows. The same error returns in different forms, draining strength and clarity. The Stoic treats reflection as a duty. After each event, they study conduct and motive. What did I misjudge? What emotion led me astray? What truth did I ignore? Each answer sharpens perception. The process of self-correction begins with acknowledgement. To admit fault is to regain control. Denial extends confusion. Acceptance restores order. The Stoic accepts responsibility for both intention and outcome. They do not waste energy on guilt, but invest it in understanding. The moment an error is owned, it becomes manageable. Every mistake carries information. The wise extract the lesson quickly and precisely. They do not linger in regret or dramatize the past. They focus on mechanism, cause, consequence, correction. Philosophy converts failure into formula. Each corrected flaw strengthens judgment, just as a healed bone becomes denser at the fracture. Shame paralyzes learning. The Stoic rejects it. They view mistakes as signals, not verdicts. To internalize failure as identity is ignorance. Self-correction detaches emotion from evaluation. The focus remains on improvement. The moment pride fades, understanding enters. The discipline of error analysis requires calm. Emotion distorts recollection and prevents accuracy. The Stoic waits for emotion to settle before dissecting the event. Clarity cannot exist under the storm of regret. Only when stillness returns can the lesson emerge cleanly. Repetition of the same mistake is negligence. Nature gives feedback continuously. The wise adapt, the careless repeat. The Stoic measures progress not by perfection, but by the reduction of repeated errors. Learning once is intelligence. Learning twice is mastery. In failure, the world reveals truth. Success hides weakness. Loss exposes it. The Stoic prefers exposure because it allows correction before collapse. The unexamined victory breeds arrogance. The examined failure breeds resilience. What endures is not perfection, but adaptability. Ego resists learning from others' mistakes. It believes that only personal experience teaches. The Stoic expands learning beyond the self. History, observation, and conversation become mirrors. Every example of folly, whether ancient or modern, becomes a warning. The wise adapt without needing to suffer each error firsthand. To learn from mistakes is to cooperate with reality. The universe corrects without malice. Consequence is not punishment, it is instruction. The Stoic reads cause and effect as natural law. Misjudgment creates pain, correct understanding dissolves it. This awareness transforms life from chaos into curriculum. Failure tests character more than success. Under pressure, the mask falls. The Stoic observes themselves in difficulty to discover their true nature. When anger, impatience, or fear arise, they note them without self-condemnation. Observation itself weakens the hold of vice. Awareness is correction in motion. Improvement demands persistence. The mind does not change after a single realization. Each mistake must be faced, studied, and corrected repeatedly until discipline replaces impulse. This repetition builds reliability. The Stoic does not chase inspiration. They pursue steadiness. Self-correction is not self-criticism. Criticism attacks the person. Correction refines the method. The Stoic separates worth from error. They do not ask, "What is wrong with me?" but "What can be improved in my conduct?" This precision of focus preserves dignity while enabling change. The wise recognize patterns of failure as guides to deeper flaws. A recurring mistake points to an unexamined belief, a misplaced value, or an emotional weakness. The Stoic tracks these patterns patiently. They repair causes, not symptoms. Each resolved root prevents countless future errors. To learn from mistakes, one must slow down. Impulsiveness perpetuates error. Reflection interrupts it. The Stoic builds pauses into decision-making, moments to test reason before acting. A single moment of stillness can prevent years of regret. Discipline is built in those pauses. Self-correction strengthens humility. Each acknowledgement of error reminds the Stoic of their fallibility. This humility guards against arrogance. It keeps perception open and learning continuous. The fool seeks to appear flawless. The wise seek to become accurate. The art of self-correction requires memory. The Stoic records lessons to prevent forgetfulness. Reflection without record fades. Writing solidifies insight into rule. Each rule becomes a boundary that prevents future collapse. The written record of correction becomes a personal code. Mistakes are unavoidable. Their repetition is optional. The Stoic focuses on what is controllable: response, analysis, and adjustment. External events may surprise, but internal handling remains choice. This is the essence of control, to respond rationally to imperfection. The Stoic does not fear judgment. They judge themselves first and most rigorously. External criticism becomes redundant when self-assessment is constant. This independence of evaluation protects the mind from vanity and defensiveness. Correction then becomes a private act of strength, not public confession. In leadership, learning from mistakes establishes trust. Followers respect those who admit error and adapt. Pretending perfection breeds distrust. The Stoic leader corrects swiftly and quietly, showing that humility and authority are not opposites but allies. To repeat error knowingly is moral failure. The Stoic views this as a breach of integrity. Awareness obligates change. To understand what is right and refuse to act is to betray reason itself. Wisdom demands alignment between knowledge and behavior. Nature does not condemn mistakes. It evolves through them. Adaptation is built on failure, observed and corrected. The Stoic mirrors this law. Each correction moves closer to harmony with nature. Each lesson learned aligns the individual with universal order. The path to wisdom is paved with examined errors. No philosopher, warrior, or leader advanced without them. What separates the wise from the foolish is how they respond. The fool hides from consequence, the wise study it. This difference defines destiny. To learn from mistakes requires courage. Admitting fault threatens the ego's illusion of control, but the Stoic understands that denial is a heavier burden. Once truth is accepted, peace follows. Responsibility ends torment. Reality becomes simple again. Correcting error refines perception. Each time the Stoic learns, they adjust the lens through which they view the world. Clarity increases. Over time, their responses become instinctively aligned with reason. Mistakes decrease not by luck, but by calibration. Failure teaches proportion. It reminds the Stoic that outcomes are transient and identity rests in effort, not result. This detachment frees them from fear. They can act boldly because they know error does not destroy worth. It reveals the next step. In the discipline of self-correction, no mistake is wasted. Each contains energy that can be redirected toward growth. Regret becomes fuel. Pain becomes information. The Stoic converts every setback into structure. The practice is lifelong. There is no final perfection, only refinement. The Stoic measures success by reduction of blindness, by cleaner judgment, by steadier emotion. This continuity of correction defines wisdom more than brilliance ever could. When error arises again, the Stoic greets it without panic. It is not defeat, but repetition of the lesson. Each return deepens mastery. They accept the process as part of living intelligently. The wise are not those who never fall, but those who rise correctly. To learn from mistakes is to cooperate with truth. Reality corrects us with precision. The Stoic listens, adjusts, and continues. Every failure examined becomes a step upward. The art of self-correction transforms weakness into wisdom and imperfection into strength. Chapter 5. Clean your information diet. The purification of input. A disciplined mind must guard what it consumes. The Stoic understands that information, like food, nourishes or poisons depending on quality. What enters the mind shapes perception, emotion, and judgment. Most people absorb without discrimination. They scroll, react, and repeat. The wise filter. They recognize that every message, headline, and opinion carries an influence that either strengthens or corrodes reason. Information is the modern indulgence. Endless streams of data promise relevance but deliver confusion. The Stoic rejects this gluttony. They treat attention as currency and protect it with vigilance. Every unexamined input taxes clarity. The one who does not filter their intake soon becomes the sum of noise they have allowed inside. The mind grows according to its diet. When fed with disorder, it becomes restless. When fed with principle, it becomes stable. The Stoic curates their environment with intention. They choose silence over chatter, books over gossip, reflection over reaction. Wisdom demands selectivity. Most are not aware of how deeply their attention is shaped by what they watch and read. Outrage and novelty dominate their minds, leaving no room for calm thought. The Stoic detaches from the current. They consume slowly. They examine sources. They ask, does this strengthen understanding or scatter it? Every answer becomes a guide. Mental obesity arises from consuming everything. The Stoic practices intellectual fasting. They restrict exposure to what serves virtue. Unchecked intake breeds dependence on stimulation. Constant updates prevent depth. A calm mind requires emptiness, a silence where thought can form without interference. The Stoic trains attention as one trains breath. They control what enters and what remains. They know that unchecked input leads to mental exhaustion, anxiety, and distorted judgment. Selective ignorance becomes a strength, not a flaw. To refuse what does not serve reason is to protect one's command of self. Knowledge and wisdom are not the same. Knowledge collects, wisdom selects. The Stoic values comprehension over accumulation. Information becomes wisdom only when digested, tested, and aligned with virtue. The rest is clutter. The discipline of a clean information diet separates the thinker from the collector. Social noise erodes composure. Argument, speculation, and gossip distort focus. The Stoic steps back. They do not allow emotion to be engineered by algorithms or public frenzy. Emotional control begins with informational control. By choosing silence, they preserve sovereignty. Attention is finite. What occupies it determines identity. The Stoic guards this resource as a warrior guards their weapon. Each moment spent on trivia is a theft from wisdom. Each distraction accepted is a small surrender. Discipline in attention is discipline in life. Technology multiplies temptation. The Stoic uses it as a tool, not a master. Devices serve purpose. They do not dictate rhythm. The wise set boundaries, defined times for study, communication, and rest. They withdraw deliberately to recover clarity. Constant connection fragments the mind. To cleanse the mind, one must first recognize contamination. Sensationalism, vanity, and outrage are toxins disguised as relevance. The Stoic filters by principle. They measure content by truth and utility. If it neither informs nor uplifts, it is discarded without hesitation. Silence is the natural state of clarity. The Stoic seeks intervals without input, moments of stillness where thought consolidates. This quiet digestion strengthens comprehension. Just as fasting purifies the body, abstaining from noise purifies the mind. Books remain the Stoics' chosen source of nourishment. They are deliberate, structured, and enduring. Unlike the volatility of news, books demand attention and patience. They shape long-term thinking. The Stoic prefers timeless works over transient commentary, for wisdom is rarely urgent. To live intelligently is to consume consciously. Every conversation, song, and headline has weight. The Stoic asks, before engaging, "Will this help me live better?" If the answer is no, the mind remains still. Restraint creates strength. Curiosity without discipline creates chaos. The world praises those who are informed about everything. The Stoic prefers to be informed about what matters. Superficial awareness is distraction disguised as intelligence. True understanding requires depth, and depth demands exclusion. Information must serve purpose. Without purpose, learning becomes vanity. The Stoic studies to act more justly, to decide more clearly, to endure more wisely. Anything that does not advance these aims is waste. They cut mental excess as a sculptor removes stone to reveal form. An uncontrolled information diet weakens emotion. The mind becomes reactive, drawn into cycles of outrage and fear. The Stoic withdraws from this economy of distraction. They control exposure to preserve serenity. This withdrawal is not ignorance, it is mastery of focus. To purify thought, one must question what they crave. Many seek stimulation to escape boredom, not to gain understanding. The Stoic confronts this impulse directly. They learn to sit in silence until the need for noise dissolves. Stillness becomes satisfaction. Selective intake sharpens identity. What one chooses to consume reveals what they value. The Stoic cultivates precision. They study timeless principles, observe human nature, and refine their worldview deliberately. Consistency of input produces consistency of character. The Stoic does not chase trends. They understand that truth does not expire. The constant pursuit of novelty is a symptom of inner restlessness. The disciplined mind remains anchored. It seeks refinement, not distraction. Repetition of principle replaces addiction to variety. Restraint in consumption fosters independence. A person enslaved to news or social validation has no mental autonomy. The Stoic cuts that chain by limiting input. They consume what serves the intellect, not what flatters emotion. Freedom begins when appetite is governed. Mental clarity demands space. The Stoic creates emptiness in thought deliberately. They allow silence to occupy the gaps where others inject content. This void is not absence. It is potential. It is where insight grows. Purification of input extends beyond information to people. The Stoic surrounds themselves with those who challenge rather than distract. Conversation with the wise sharpens the mind. Talk with the careless dulls it. The company one keeps becomes part of the diet. To maintain a clean information diet requires courage. The world equates constant awareness with virtue. The Stoic sees through this illusion. Knowing less but understanding deeply is superiority of quality over quantity. They choose focus over noise, presence over novelty. Reflection is the final stage of consumption. After learning, the Stoic pauses to test the truth. They compare it to experience, to reason, to virtue. What survives scrutiny is kept. What fails is forgotten. This process ensures that nothing unworthy lingers in the mind. To live wisely in an age of excess is to filter relentlessly. The Stoic knows that the world will not slow down. They must slow themselves. Attention becomes the last frontier of freedom. What they allow in determines what remains of them. The purification of input is not withdrawal from life. It is preparation for it. A clear mind perceives without distortion. From that clarity comes decisive action. The Stoic cultivates inner silence so that when they do speak, decide, or act, the result is clean and powerful. Chapter 6. Remain a student, the habit of lifelong learning. The wise never graduate. The Stoic understands that learning does not end with mastery. It begins with it. Knowledge is not a possession, but a relationship that must be renewed daily. Complacency is the enemy of wisdom. The moment a person believes they have arrived, decline begins. Lifelong learning is not curiosity for its own sake, but maintenance of clarity and humility. The disciplined mind studies as a form of self-respect. Each new lesson strengthens perspective and prevents stagnation. The Stoic knows that ignorance does not vanish. It waits. Only continuous study keeps it restrained. The commitment to remain a student is a safeguard against the arrogance that ruins intellect. Every day presents the opportunity to learn. The wise approach life as an endless seminar. Every person, event, and difficulty becomes material for instruction. The Stoic studies not only books, but behavior. They analyze outcomes, observe reactions, and adjust understanding through experience. All of life becomes a classroom. Marcus Aurelius wrote to himself as a student. Even as emperor, he referred to teachers, books, and principles with reverence. He understood that authority does not eliminate the need for correction. Learning preserves alignment with truth. The higher one rises, the greater the need for grounding. To remain a student requires humility. It is easier to appear learned than to continue learning. The Stoic rejects pretense. They measure progress by understanding, not reputation. Each encounter with knowledge reminds them of their own limits. That awareness keeps ambition clean. Study is not an escape from action, but its refinement. The Stoic learns to act more precisely, to judge more calmly, to respond more effectively. Knowledge is wasted if it does not change behavior. The disciplined learner transforms understanding into practice, converting theory into habit. The process of study must be intentional. Random reading and shallow curiosity produce clutter, not wisdom. The Stoic chooses subjects that strengthen reason, ethics, and resilience. They study history to gain perspective, philosophy to gain order, and nature to gain proportion. Their education serves living. True learning demands repetition. Concepts must be revisited until they become instinct. The Stoic cycles through principles again and again, deepening comprehension with each return. Knowledge matures through review. Forgetting is natural. Revisiting is discipline. Mentorship accelerates growth. The Stoic seeks guidance from those who embody virtue. They do not idolize, but analyze, learning what can be adapted to their own conduct. To learn from another requires both reverence and discernment. Wisdom is drawn, not copied. Remaining a student means resisting the illusion of superiority. The more one learns, the more clearly they see how little they know. This recognition sustains curiosity and prevents pride. The wise become gentle because they understand complexity. Arrogance fades in proportion to understanding. Study should not isolate, but integrate. The Stoic applies lessons in real interaction. They test ideas in conversation, refine them through disagreement, and solidify them through teaching. To explain something well is proof of mastery. The student who teaches continues learning. A disciplined learner studies the self as carefully as they study books. Self-observation exposes bias and habit. Without introspection, knowledge becomes detached from reality. The Stoic uses learning to examine motive and align conduct. Education without self-awareness breeds hypocrisy. The pursuit of knowledge requires endurance. The mind resists discipline. Distraction tempts constantly. The Stoic endures this friction as training. Each return to study after fatigue strengthens focus. The habit becomes character. To remain a student, one must love correction. Feedback, criticism, and contradiction are tools for refinement. The unwise seek agreement. The wise seek truth. Each time the Stoic is proven wrong, they become stronger. Every correction removes a flaw in perception. Learning from failure is the highest form of education. Experience teaches through consequence. The Stoic studies their own mistakes as lessons written by reality. Books provide theory, failure provides application. Both are essential. Curiosity keeps the spirit alive. When the desire to learn fades, decay begins. The Stoic feeds this desire through wonder, observing nature, reading deeply, conversing with intelligence. They remain astonished by existence. That astonishment keeps learning sacred. Lifelong study is not about collecting information, but cultivating understanding. The Stoic reads slowly, thinks deeply, and questions constantly. They measure progress not by how much they know, but by how well they live what they know. Knowledge is a servant of virtue, not its substitute. To remain a student, one must control ego. Praise can become poison. The Stoic reminds themselves that admiration is irrelevant to improvement. They focus on substance, not image. True learning occurs in private effort, not public display. The student mindset requires patience. Mastery cannot be rushed. Each concept must be absorbed through reflection and use. Impatience is ignorance disguised as ambition. The Stoic accepts gradual refinement as the only real path. To stop learning is to stop adapting. The world changes, and so must perception. The Stoic studies not to stay current with fashion, but to stay aligned with principle while adjusting to context. Adaptation without compromise is the mark of the wise. Books are companions of discipline. The Stoic returns to them repeatedly. They extract new meaning each time because experience reshapes interpretation. The same line read in youth and in maturity teaches different lessons. The book remains still. The reader evolves. Remaining a student protects against cynicism. The mind that keeps learning does not harden into bitterness. It sees renewal everywhere. Even disappointment becomes data. Every encounter, pleasant or painful, adds to the understanding of human nature. The Stoic studies to act, not to retreat. Knowledge must serve the world. Learning without contribution is self-indulgence. The disciplined learner seeks to apply insight to leadership, family, and community. Wisdom proves itself through use. The humility to remain a student extends to all domains. The Stoic learns from the unlearned, from the young, from the ordinary. Truth hides in unlikely places. Those who believe they can learn only from the great miss the simplicity that often carries the deepest insight. Study without silence leads to confusion. The Stoic balances reading with contemplation. Each lesson must be digested in solitude before becoming part of identity. Reflection is the furnace where knowledge is forged into understanding. Learning is a defense against decay. The mind that ceases to seek begins to shrink. The Stoic resists this decline through continuous engagement with reason. They do not chase novelty but deepen foundation. A stable mind can evolve endlessly. To remain a student requires order. Study times are kept as sacred appointments. The Stoic does not wait for inspiration. They create conditions for it. Discipline in schedule mirrors discipline in thought. The routine of learning becomes a form of devotion. True education never flatters. It exposes inadequacy and demands revision. The Stoic accepts this discomfort as the price of clarity. Each new insight dismantles an old illusion. The process is constant dismantling and rebuilding of the self. To keep learning is to stay humble before existence. The universe is infinite, understanding is finite. The Stoic stands in that proportion and continues forward. They know that mastery lies not in completion, but in pursuit. The wise treat learning as moral duty. Ignorance harms others through misjudgment. Education, therefore, is service. Each step toward understanding improves not only the self, but the community affected by one's choices. The student mindset transforms difficulty into opportunity. Challenges become subjects of study. Suffering reveals endurance. Conflict reveals patience. Every obstacle becomes a lesson in virtue. The Stoic reads events as living texts. Remaining a student keeps wonder intact. Knowledge does not dull curiosity when pursued rightly. It deepens it. The more the Stoic learns, the more connections they see between disciplines, patterns, and causes. Each discovery expands reverence for the order of things. To learn well is to forget quickly what does not matter. The Stoic retains principle, not trivia. They train the mind to release what is irrelevant so that essential truths remain accessible. This pruning prevents clutter and preserves focus. Gratitude sustains lifelong learning. The Stoic thanks both teacher and challenge. Every lesson, whether pleasant or harsh, contributes to growth. Gratitude converts obligation into joy. The disciplined learner studies not from duty alone, but from appreciation for the opportunity to improve. The identity of the Stoic is that of a permanent apprentice. They may teach, lead, and rule, yet remain internally in the posture of a learner. This humility creates balance. It prevents corruption of intellect by power. Authority loses arrogance when it bows to truth. The lifelong student does not fear ignorance. They pursue it to eliminate it. Each new subject reveals further mysteries. The wise celebrate this endlessness. They see learning not as a race, but as a dialogue with time. To remain a student is to remain alive. Growth sustains vitality. Every new idea stretches the mind, keeping perception fresh and adaptive. The Stoic who learns daily never grows old in spirit. They carry youth through understanding. The commitment to remain a student completes the circle of discipline. It unites humility, curiosity, and perseverance. The Stoic does not seek to appear wise, but to continue deserving wisdom. Learning is not preparation for life. It is life itself. Chapter 7. Study History. The Expansion of Perspective. Wisdom deepens when measured against time. The Stoic studies history to see the repetition of human nature. Desire, ambition, fear, pride. They appear in every century wearing different faces. To ignore history is to walk blind through patterns already lived. The wise use history as a mirror that reveals the eternal cycles of cause and consequence. Marcus Aurelius read of conquerors, rulers, and philosophers before him. He saw the same errors repeated: arrogance after success, decay after comfort, blindness after power. From these patterns he learned detachment. The study of history stripped him of illusion. It taught that nothing new exists under the sun, only variations of the same moral tests. The Stoic studies history not for nostalgia, but for preparation. They seek perspective, not sentiment. Every event, every empire, every downfall offers a map of decision and result. To study the past is to see how ideas shape fate. The ignorant live only in the present. The wise live across centuries. History refines judgment. When faced with difficulty, the Stoic recalls examples from the past. They see how others responded to injustice, chaos, or fortune. This comparison brings proportion. The event that feels unique becomes recognizable, and fear diminishes. Perspective converts emotion into understanding. The untrained mind believes its struggles are exceptional. The student of history knows better. They see the same pride in ancient tyrants and modern leaders, the same greed in markets, the same courage in ordinary lives. This recognition prevents despair. It proves that humanity survives and that endurance is always possible. To study history is to confront impermanence. Every monument, empire, and philosophy eventually falls. The Stoic draws strength from this reality. It reminds them to act with urgency and humility. Greatness fades, but virtue remains. The perspective of centuries dissolves vanity. History reveals the structure of consequence. Every action ripples forward beyond intention. The Stoic learns to weigh decisions by their potential echoes. Short-term victory often conceals long-term ruin. Understanding this pattern guards against impulse and moral blindness. Ignorance of history breeds arrogance. Those who believe they are the first to face complexity overestimate themselves. The Stoic avoids this delusion by studying precedent. Each crisis becomes context. Knowledge of what has been prevents panic over what is. The study of history trains emotional discipline. Exposure to centuries of suffering and triumph tempers sensitivity. The wise do not overreact to temporary conditions. They measure the present against the scale of time. This distance creates calm. Perspective is the antidote to volatility. History is philosophy in motion. It shows ideas tested by reality. Doctrines rise, fail, and return in new form. The Stoic examines these patterns to identify what endures. Truth proves itself by survival. What collapses under time was never solid. The Stoic reads widely across ages. They learn from Rome and Athens, from wars and reformations, from philosophers and soldiers. Every voice, noble or flawed, contributes to understanding. The past is a library of human experiments. Each volume teaches what to repeat and what to avoid. To study history properly is to approach it without illusion. The Stoic does not romanticize antiquity. They study both greatness and corruption with equal attention. Admiration without analysis is idolatry. The purpose is to learn principle, not to worship tradition. The discipline of history refines gratitude. When the Stoic reads of hardship, plague, and tyranny, they appreciate the stability of their own era. Awareness of past suffering expands present patience. Gratitude arises from contrast. History exposes the continuity of moral law. Civilizations that violate justice collapse regardless of wealth or power. The Stoic recognizes that virtue sustains order while corruption consumes it. This understanding grounds personal conduct in universal rhythm. The Stoic also studies the biographies of individuals. They analyze how character determined outcome. Great intellects destroyed by vanity, small beginnings elevated by discipline, each life a study in cause and consequence. Personal history is the microcosm of civilization. To learn from history requires humility. The past does not flatter. It reminds humanity of repeated failure. The Stoic accepts this rebuke as necessary medicine. Without it, pride grows unchecked. Awareness of past folly prevents its rebirth in new form. The wise use history as armor. When misfortune strikes, they remember that countless others endured worse and prevailed. This memory strengthens endurance. Pain becomes less personal. The Stoic feels part of a lineage of resilience stretching through ages. Studying history cultivates patience. Change is slow. Empires took centuries to rise and ours to fall. The Stoic models this rhythm in their own life. They build steadily, accepting that progress measured in moments is illusion. Time is the true judge of all things. The student of history learns detachment from praise and blame. Today's villain becomes tomorrow's visionary, and the reverse. Public opinion is fluid. The Stoic acts according to principle, not fashion, because they have seen how quickly collective judgment changes. History teaches proportion in ambition. Every empire once thought itself eternal. Every ruler believed their power unmatched. All became dust. This truth disciplines desire. The Stoic pursues excellence without delusion of permanence. To ignore history is to become its victim. Mistakes unlearned repeat themselves. The Stoic sees this repetition as nature's method of instruction. Humanity suffers until it listens. The wise listen early and act accordingly. The Stoic treats historical study as moral exercise. It strengthens empathy and perspective. Reading of both oppressors and oppressed broadens understanding of human capacity. Compassion expands not from emotion, but from comprehension. Awareness of the past teaches balance. Extremes lead to collapse, indulgence to weakness, austerity to cruelty, confidence to hubris. The Stoic applies this symmetry to personal life. Moderation in all things sustains endurance. The great historians were moral philosophers disguised as chroniclers. They sought patterns behind events. The Stoic follows their example, reading history for structure, not spectacle. The spectacle distracts, the structure instructs. Through study, the Stoic perceives continuity between eras. Human motives remain constant, only the tools change. Recognizing this continuity reveals what is essential. Wisdom lies in seeing sameness where others see novelty. To know history is to respect time. It humbles arrogance and tempers impatience. The Stoic no longer demands immediate results because they understand that enduring change is generational. This patience aligns them with the pace of reality. The Stoic learns from both civilization and decay. They do not fear decline, they read it as law. Everything built must eventually erode. This truth encourages simplicity. If all ends, then value lies in conduct, not accumulation. The discipline of historical awareness guards against manipulation. Propaganda thrives on ignorance. The informed mind cannot be deceived by repetition of old lies. The Stoic recognizes recycled rhetoric, ancient in form though modern in disguise. Study of the past clarifies present duty. Each generation inherits both mistakes and momentum. The Stoic sees their actions as part of an unbroken chain. They carry responsibility to improve what they received before passing it forward. To read history without reflection is entertainment. To read it with purpose is education. The Stoic pauses after each study to extract lessons. They ask, what principle sustained them? What error destroyed them? These questions convert observation into guidance. The Stoic values the records of thought, letters, diaries, philosophies, because they reveal interior life. History is not only wars and empires, but consciousness preserved. Through these writings, the student converses across time, learning that the human mind remains constant, though centuries pass. Perspective gained from history dissolves fear of death. Seeing the endless succession of generations, the Stoic accepts their own impermanence. Mortality becomes part of order. To live well now is to join a continuum, not to fight against it. The study of history is an act of reverence. It honors those who came before by learning from their labor and error. The Stoic does not claim superiority over ancestors, but continuity with them. Each lesson absorbed is a repayment of debt. Learning history also sharpens foresight. Recognizing patterns allows prediction. The Stoic does not guess the future, they infer it from precedent. Awareness of cycles grants composure when others panic at repetition. Time refines truth. Falsehood cannot endure centuries of scrutiny. The Stoic trusts what survives long examination. This filter eliminates the transient and preserves the essential. Study of enduring ideas reveals what is permanent in human nature. To study history is to expand identity beyond self. The Stoic feels connected to the entire lineage of thought and struggle. Their perspective widens until personal concerns appear small. This expansion of scale frees them from triviality. Historical awareness disciplines gratitude, humility, and patience simultaneously. It teaches that wisdom is not invention, but recognition of eternal patterns. The Stoic studies to perceive these patterns clearly and to align conduct accordingly. Through history, they see the rhythm of all things and learn to move with it, not against it.